Roma, felicissimo pubblico! Una giacca in sangue, ora sei io! Guardanti, sino sino! Guardanti, la battuta, un sangue, un cazzo, un Pina, kicking gun! Pina, mini wadai! Itto, ensemble, radio sinopi! Salsa radio! Fungo!
Fungo radio!
Emanuela Kelton ang nakatapos ng kumpong abugasya sa pamantasan ng Santo Tomas. Siya rin ang kauna-una ang pangulo ng Pilipinas na tumira sa palasyo ng Malacañang.
Ang buwan ng Agosto, ating guntayin ang yaman na ipinamanan niya sa atin, ang wikang Pilipino. Ipagpulong natin ang buwan ng wika, wika ng regyo, pagtulong sa pagbilang at pagpapaulad ng wikang Pilipino. Isang mensahe mula sa numero 2 radio network sa buong bansa.
Our special guest tonight, no other than Bobby Fischer, the world chess champion. He's here, ladies and gentlemen, inside the studio, inside Bongo Radio Philippines, Baguio Grants. Good evening, Bobby. Welcome to the Philippines. Welcome to Bobby City.
Oh, thank you, partner.
Just put it on.
Okay. I'm listening to you the last few days, on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's a very commendable program because you're discussing real issues, you know, like the minimum wage and this hostage situation.
Right.
You know, not a lot of trivia.
No, no. Talk of real issues here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, you were mentioning about oil cartels and how, because every now and then you break into English, so I was understood quite a bit. You were talking about how these transnational corporations and Filipinos who work for them here are putting some kind of unethical pressure. I forgot exactly what you were saying.
Well, they keep on raising the prices.
Oh,
and it's having an effect on most of the Filipinos. We're very poor here in the Philippines, you know. And
I can tell you there's no program like yours in the U.S.
Oh, really?
Really? I'm serious about that. You know, they just let you say what you want, pretty much.
Well,
they give the appearance in the U.S. of total freedom. That's the game.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no freedom. There is no freedom of speech either.
Really?
That's the game. That's the name of the game. Facade City.
It's been quite a long time since you've been back to in the States, right?
8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
And you've seen the difference of what a free country is supposed to be, right, Bobby?
Well, I've had a time to reflect sometimes when you're in, you know, in the belly of the beast, you don't see things quite so clearly, you know.
Yes.
But now I see the U.S. for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a filthy country since its inception. And before it became the U.S., it was a filthy country because they've been bringing slaves over from Africa for hundreds of years, even before the U.S. became an independent country. And of course, they decimated the Indians. According to Marlon Brando, when the white man came to America, there were some 10 million Indians there. But when the white man was finished, there were just a few hundred thousand left.
That's right. It's still an issue up to now.
Yeah. And like, you take Israel, the Jews should get Israel back because they once ruled this land 2,000 years ago, which is not even true, by the way. But they say we should get it back as we ruled this land 2,000 years. Nobody says the Indians should get the United States back as they used to rule it.
Mm-hmm.
They ruled it, what, 500 before 1492.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says they should get their land back and everybody should leave.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think the Indians are right. They should get their land back. They should get the whole damn country back. A lot of the white racists, they say the Negroes should go back to Africa. Which may be true, but the white man should go back to Europe, too. Everybody should get out of there and give the country back to the American Indians.
That's right. And you were talking of the Jews, see. First time that I talked with you over the telephone, you had this thing on against the Jews. I've read some of the reactions to our earlier interviews. And they said, how can Bobby say something bad about the Jews when he himself is part Jew?
Well, first of all, Pablo, according to the Jews themselves, Judaism is religion. If you look at the most authoritative, I mean, supposedly authoritative book there is on Jews and Judaica and Jews and the Jewish faith and so on, they say right in the Encyclopedia Judaica Jerusalem,
yeah,
the most authoritative publication published, I think, in the Band of State of Israel in about 1970, it's around 18 volumes, big thick volumes, they say the definition of a Jew is someone who adheres to the Jewish faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's their own definition. That's the Jewish definition.
Mm-hmm. And you're not adhering to that?
Well, obviously, I don't adhere to that faith. It's a criminal faith, a criminal philosophy of life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's turn the mic over to Eugene. I think he has something that he would like to ask you on the air. Eugene?
Okay, just hearing from you, Bobby. Also, you remember you read that letter from the Encyclopedia Judaica
yes,
that I wrote in 1984, I think it was.
Yes, I did. I had a couple of them.
You read it on there?
Yes. All right. Eugene?
Okay, as I was listening, the Jews themselves, they dropped their claim to me, but of course, Jews are liars, so they will come back again and said it again, but they dropped their claim. You remember their answer, right?
Yes, yes.
It's there.
It's there, right, okay.
Anyway, Bobby, as I was listening to you, and even in all your interviews, I noticed that you had been relentless in your attack against the Jews and the United States. Of course, that is understandable, the one against the United States also, because it's unbelievable that they serve you a warrant of arrest and you can be jailed for 10 years, you know. Why so relentless, you know?
Well, let me quote to you. This is from the book, The Secret World Government, by Major General Count Karev Spiridovich. And I think I may have quoted from this book before. This is my Bible. I first got a copy of it in 1977, I believe it was. And I read it hundreds of times since then. I mean, not the same copy. I've gone through a lot of copies. But I've read it hundreds of times since then, and that's how I discovered it. You remember just back in January that this Lord Rothen, there's a workshop from this book, The Secret World Government.
Yeah.
This book is live today, even though it was written and printed originally in 1926. So let me just quote. This is all about the Jews and the Rothschilds and the Secret World Government. It's in hand. Okay, let me read this, page 126 from the Secret World Government. Many hundred years ago, a prophet, Muhammad, stated, whoever is a friend of a Jew belongs to them, becomes one of them. God cannot tolerate this mean people. The Jews have wandered away from divine religion, given by Moses. They are usurpers. They usurp property, they usurp everything. You must not relent in your work, which must show up Jewish deceit, Quran. So that's it. That's why I don't relent.
Okay, so that's why it's like we're relentless.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
I try to take the good, you know, from every religion or, you know, every faith. Even if you study the part of the Old Testament or even the Talmud to find something good
somewhere,
you know. Okay, but, you know, Bobby, you know, you're against, you're fighting against the U.S. government and the Jews. It's quite overwhelming, you know, this opposition you're against it. And obviously, I think you cannot expect any justice from the U.S., you know, because I noticed that they have this too much hatred on you, because this they charged you and, you know, for a possible jail of 10 years, and then they allowed this supposedly optioning, you know, in Deacons, you know. And I was wondering, with all these things that you're trying to do, what do you want to, you know, to achieve in all these interviews you have in the Philippines?
Yes, that's a good question, Bobby.
What do you want to achieve? I mean, basically, I want to show my basic thesis is that the Jews are a criminal people, and the Jews completely control the United States. And they're using the United States as a vehicle to take over the world. So the main point is people have to be educated. You can't fight the Jews, you can't fight the United States unless you're educated.
But are you not afraid?
You know, I'm a little bit afraid.
Let me read something else that from the Secret World Government he said here. He said, here's what he said. My object is to explain what has really happened in history. All that will happen if we continue to be frightened by a band of criminals. He's talking about the Jews, of course, and the Rothschilds. We should be arrested, tried, and made harmless to rid the world of this unspeakably shameful fear, which paralyzes our defense and which will cause our destruction. And then he says later on in the same page, 29, I expect the hidden hand to seek my life for disclosing their diabolical deeds and sinister plans, but we cannot attempt to save the world and repose in a realm of safety. So he was actually killed, and he was murdered by this 2 months after he wrote this. Anyway, regarding the injustices that was done to you, I think the last straw, I noticed, was the one in Deacon's. Your memorabilia was, as you said, rubbed, you know. And which they claim it was put into auctioning. But anyway, you told me somehow this auctioning is quite a big business, huh? Yeah. I just heard the other day, I think it was on the VOA, that there are over 10,000 auction sites on the internet now. Yeah. And now, like, auction. Now, Amazon Town, I think they also do the auction, but they're mainly selling things. They've been losing tons and tons of money every year. Every year they lose more money, even though their stock keeps going up. They're losing money. But eBay, which is exclusively auctioning, has been profitable since the very beginning. So there's a real mania, you know, this to get celebrities things, especially, you know.
And one of them is you.
Yeah.
And your memorabilia.
Yeah.
And they sold it only for...
Well, nobody really... Well, you see, Pablo, what they have done is... The Jews, they have published some information about an auction by Dreyer and File, in Irvine, California. But this auction is not the auctioning, the original auction from Weekends. This is already a real auction, and it's only a tiny fraction of my stuff. It's not even 1% of my stuff. But they want the public to think that this is all that has been taken from my storage house. It's not. But they have published in the press is a tiny fraction of the stuff that Beacons has robbed from me. And this is just to throw sand in people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
So you mean, Bobby, there is big business with this very special or important belongings of celebrities like you?
Of course.
So you mean all the
things? Through the years, I have gotten hundreds, probably thousands of letters from churches and charitable organizations asking me to send them just any old thing as a fundraiser for their auction.
Oh.
Any old thing. And I never sent them anything. You know why?
Why?
I didn't want to open the door because I was afraid maybe someday if I start giving away my stuff, people might start stealing and say I gave it to them. You understand?
Yes.
I don't open the door to this. I never even gave any of these things away to these charities, even though they wrote very nice letters, you know, schools. They just wanted anything. It could be, you know, a whole pair of socks, just a whole magazine, anything that was mine.
Yes.
But I wouldn't give it to them because I didn't want to open the door to the thieves, you know? But, for example, this is this year. This is the File and Dreyer. The Dreyer and Files, rather. Yeah. And this is some of the stuff that they sold to Ellsworth.
Bob Ellsworth?
Yeah.
Church's Prosperity?
Oh, he's doing better than ever.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
He has a cassette language tape, this company. Maybe it's one of the biggest in the world for teaching languages. He has for English and German, about 10 different languages. He's had it for many years. And he's a very rich guy. He has gas wells. He has a luxury condominium in Pasadena right on Fair Oaks Boulevard, right where the Rose Parade goes by every year. And, he's a very rich guy, and his business partner is Bob Kuhl, a dirty Jew, and I'm just told this guy, Bob Kuhl, his business partner, has a nationwide TV program. So this Ellsworth is a very establishment person. This is not like I gave this duty to some Bowery bum to pay my stuff, you know, and he just pocketed it.